Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here tonight. Going to talk about LeBron James, and I'm sure this show is going to piss some of you off because I see the comments that some of y'all leave in the comment section, but that's cool. We're going to talk about LeBron, and we're going to talk about yet another one of his former teammates telling it how it is, and I know y'all not gonna like that, but that's okay. But before we get to all that, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. All right, so as I'm recording this, the first game of the NBA play-in tournament is underway, and we're almost to the end of the third quarter here, and LeBron and the Lakers are currently leading the New Orleans Pelicans by a score of 83-72. So if you see me looking to the side, it's because I got the game on the other monitor here, so I'm checking that out while I'm recording. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about here today, I was actually sitting around earlier, and I was trying to kind of go through the internet and do some things and look up, you know, what would be a good topic to do a show on. And obviously, you know, the NBA being at its height right now and doing its thing, and we got the play-in tournament starting today and then the playoffs starting this weekend, NBA topics are all over the place, right? Even though, of course, this weekend we got a big fight, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Next Thursday we have the NFL draft, but right now the NBA is kind of taking precedence. It's you know, it's at the center of attention in the American sports world. So anyway, what I came across was Eddie House, former NBA sharpshooter, 39% career three-point shooter, definitely could light it up. He played for a lot of teams. He played for Sacramento, Milwaukee, Boston, the Knicks, Miami, I think three times, Phoenix Suns, etc. So NBA journeyman, but an outstanding role player, outstanding shooter, and a guy who was one of the key players off the bench in that second unit in 08, helping the Boston Celtics to win a championship. Now, if you remember, I've been talking ad nauseum about how LeBron keeps proving me right. And not only LeBron, but how his former teammates and other people keep proving me right with the stuff that I say about him. So one of the things I say, and I say it all the time, no matter what, he never has enough. He never has enough help, right? He always needs more. He always needs more. And he has a problem with accountability. He's always blaming his failures or his lack of success. Let's not say failures, right? Because he's one of the most successful people maybe that has ever lived, right? So you got to give him credit for that. Obviously, he's become a billionaire. He's won four championships. He's the all-time leading scorer in the history of professional basketball, et cetera, et cetera. He's just had a tremendous, tremendous career. And I'm not going to lie, he has, on one hand, worked extremely hard for everything he's accomplished. On the other hand, he's done a lot to try and grease the skids to make things a little easier for him. But that's not the point here. The point is, I always talk about his lack of accountability and how he's always blaming someone else for his own shortcomings, right? And now, if you'll remember, I guess last week, I did a show, one of the shows I did, talking about how he didn't have enough. And I'm sure, because I'm a hater and I don't know what I'm talking about, a lot of people, if you're new to this, you're going to think I'm making this up. If you're not new to this, maybe you need a reminder, because LeBron fans tend to either ignore or conveniently forget anything that's not uber flattering to the guy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that clip as a reminder, then we'll go forward from there.
Before we talk more spacing, I want to touch on one last thing with the Heat. And that is, I feel like in the NBA, the phrase super team, or the term super team, is a little bit of a misnomer. Because you can have a big three, right? You still need four or five ancillary role players.
Absolutely.
Who star in their role and then complement the stars.
No question about it.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't work unless you have those guys. And you've lived it multiple times.
I've lived it. I mean, obviously my first year in Miami, yeah, we had a big three. And everyone said it's a super team. Super team is super team that. But we had to build our team around all minimum guys, which was still okay. But we didn't fill out the complimentary guys enough. Yeah, we had Rio, we had Udonis, you know, but we didn't have enough as far as enough complimentary guys to actually make it all work. And we still made it to the finals. And we still probably should have won the finals, but I still give credit. Listen, it is what it is. You win and you lose, and we lost. Just know Dallas was fucking good, and they hit a stride at the right time. Dirk was unbelievable. But my second year, we was able to grab some complimentary players and role players that really just, I'm talking about superstars in their roles.
Okay, so you heard that, right? So again, it's not me, it's the man himself saying it. You heard him say, we didn't have enough. First of all, you got three all NBA players in their prime on that roster. That probably should have been enough, right? But okay, cool. Then you have, you know, whatever guys you could put around it, you call them minimums. I don't know if you were referring to their contracts or if you were referring to them as players, you're calling them minimums. But okay, fine, again, whatever, right? But the point is, you didn't get the job done, and we'll get to who didn't get the job done and why very shortly here, but you didn't get the job done. You didn't win the championship, even though you got to the finals. And what you're saying here, oh, we didn't have enough. We didn't have enough complimentary guys in their roles. Now, here's the deal. Only an idiot doesn't think that every team needs complimentary role players to win. Every champion is going to tell you that, right? Hakeem Olajuwon, he needed his complimentary role players, even though he didn't have other stars. Coincidentally, he didn't have other all-stars. He didn't have any other Hall of Famers in 1994. He carried that team, literally carried it, and won the championship. Only guy in history to lead his team in every major statistical category and all the way to a championship. So, you know, there's that. But anyway, actually, Jokic might be the other guy. I would have to check. But up until last year, it was Dream. Jokic is probably now on that list as well. I got to double check. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, of course, LeBron didn't have enough help. And he had the nerve to sit there with JJ Redick and blame his shortcomings on the other guys that he didn't have, even though he was one of the major people in terms of putting that team together. But anyway, that's cool. Okay. So, you heard it out of LeBron's mouth right there. So his former teammate on that team, Eddie House, heard those comments, and he was on the Carton Show on Fox Sports 1, and he had some interesting commentary regarding that. So here's Eddie House's response. Let's check it out.
I'm taking it as he's talking about me.
Yeah.
You talk about me, brother.
I'm saying those are the complimentary players on the Heat that year. My guy, Eddie House, that year averaged 17 and a half minutes a game, 6.5 points a game.
I didn't get enough minutes.
And shot 39% from behind the arc. So there
that's
you go.
Those are kind
but
of horrible
all
numbers.
These years later, almost 15 years later now, Eddie, and to think that you guys didn't win an NBA championship, not because LeBron didn't get the job done or Wade didn't get the job done or Bosh didn't, but you didn't.
Okay,
what he said.
What I would say is this.
Yeah.
If we're going to point the finger.
Let's point it.
We'll point the finger at the fourth quarter collapse every game that we had. Actually, you know what? It was 1-1, game two. We were up. We collapsed in the fourth quarter. They tied up. We win game three. We go up 2-1.
Right.
We didn't win another game. So if we're going to, you know, we're going to play the blame game.
Let's play it.
You know, I wasn't out on the court.
Right. Who was on the court?
The man saying that the other guys wasn't getting
it done. Was LeBron on the court in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. You know what? He was, but he was. Hey, he was, but he wasn't.
So you heard that, Eddie House, his own former teammate saying he was on the court, but he wasn't. So but before I even dig into that, let me say this, right? In fairness to LeBron, and you didn't hear it in the clip from Mind the Game podcast with JJ Redick, he did also say that the following year, he realized and supposed to realize that in order for them to win, he had to play 10 times better than he played in those previous finals. So he did, to some extent, acknowledge that he didn't play well enough. He didn't come out and say, like, I stunk it up and I got outplayed by guys I never should have been outplayed by, but he did, you know, he did say that I needed to play better for us to win. But the point is, for him to sit there and talk about they didn't have enough and they didn't have the complementary role players. Now, this is funny, right? Because Eddie House, as I mentioned earlier, was on that 2008 Boston Celtics championship team. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who would argue me down and tell me that the big three of LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh was better than the big three of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen. And you know what? Maybe you could make an argument for that, if for no other reason than by that time, Kevin Garnett was in his 13th season, Paul Pierce was in his 10th season, Ray Allen was in his 12th season. So those guys were considerably older than the Heatles' big three. So maybe the Heatles' big three was better. I don't know. I think it would have been awesome to see the 08 Celtics big three versus the Heatles, maybe 2012 big three. That would have been a crazy series, right? Because by the time the Heatles got to him, that Boston team was considerably older, right? But anyway, it happens that way. Sometimes the timelines don't match up and the young Lions got to come up and overtake the old Lions. So I get it. But the point is, you heard Eddie House basically saying, hey, you know, we got to talk about those fourth quarter meltdowns. We got to talk about the fact that LeBron was on the court, but he wasn't really on the court, right? And so, you know, for those of y'all who want to talk about the hating and all that, we've talked about it ad nauseum. I'm not even going to get into the fourth quarter numbers, but I'm going to keep it real simple in saying that LeBron was only the third leading scorer on that team, right? So D-Wade was the one carrying that team in the finals, averaging 27 a game, 27, 7 rebounds and 5 assists, right? He was the one. And then you look at it, LeBron averaging 17.8 points per game. Meanwhile, on the other side, you got Dirk Nowitzki, and he's averaging 26 a game, 9 rebounds. And Jason Terry, who should probably not even be mentioned in the same sentence with LeBron, unless you're talking about who's the better shooter, Jason Terry outscoring LeBron James in this series, 18 points per game to 17.8 points per game. Should that happen? What does that tell you? LeBron disappeared, but yet he's the one sitting here blaming these other guys. And it's amazing to me, you saying, LeBron, that you didn't have enough of the complementary pieces, but you had enough to get to the finals, right? You had enough to get there. The fact is this, all right? Dallas played extremely well that series, but they shouldn't have won that series. They were not the better team, okay? They played better, but they were not the better team. And if we want to be real about it, if LeBron shows up, and we all know this, if LeBron shows up in that final series, the Heat are the three-time champions, not the two-time champions out of 4 years. And LeBron now has 5 instead of sitting on 4. And we all know that. But the fact is, again, LeBron James, allergic to accountability. And here is just another example of a former teammate of LeBron's calling him out. It's real interesting how this keeps happening. It's real interesting how the same ones, all y'all talking about, I'm a hater and I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're going to hear it again. That's right. Now we're getting NBA guys who played. Remember, I didn't play, so I have no idea what I'm talking about. Guys who played at a high level, guys who are champions, guys who were his teammates, guys who were his opponents, right? And LeBron himself, everybody is corroborating what I say, but yet you still want to argue, right? You LeBron fans, I don't know what's up with y'all. Y'all get so triggered. Y'all get triggered as if I'm sitting here lying about this guy. So what I'll do is this before I get out of here. I'm going to put out the challenge because I love how y'all come up in my comment section, and I do appreciate the comments. You come in my comment section and you tell me, you know, I'm a fake me out Stephen A, or you tell me I'm a hater, or you tell me I'm a liar, this, that, and the third. So here is my challenge to you, LeBron fans. Watch my video, because clearly you're watching my videos and you're taking the time to comment on them, so I appreciate that. But watch the videos. Find me one lie I've ever told about LeBron James. Bring me definitive, irrefutable proof, right? Bring me the proof. And if you can do that, I will go on the show. I will make a new show, go on the show, shout you out by name, and tell the whole world that you busted me lying about LeBron James and I am a liar. I will do that because I know you can't do it. But if you can do that, I got you. All right. So what I want to know from you is, what do you think of yet another former LeBron James teammate calling it out, telling it how it is publicly, calling him out? Why do you think LeBron James is so allergic to accountability? Leave your comments in the comment section. Can't wait to hear from you. Can't wait to get back to you. And remember, live show Saturday night at 7, and I'm out. Peace.